The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Tomorrow marks the five-year anniversary of the passing of former Grand Rapids Forest Hills Northern and Michigan State punter Mike Sadler. To honor his legacy, the Huge Radio Network will replay the Mike Sadler tribute show we originally aired on July 25th, 2016, to celebrate the life of Mike Sadler on and off the field. Make sure to help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson all across the Huge Radio Network. Mitch Lyons is in the studio with us today. And the reason why Mitch is here is because we're talking about the tragic car accident and that claimed the life of former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, who's not only a Spartan for life, a former Spartan football player, also a Forest Hills Northern graduate, as is Mitch. And kind of really nothing prepares you for this kind of news when it happens to your football family. Obviously, Mike's got a lot of former players that are reaching out, former coaches, athletic directors. We'll hear from Mark D'Antonio in just a little bit, the head football coach at Michigan State, and athletic director Mark Hollis, all coming up within the next 20, 25 minutes or so. But this is something that you just can't ever wrap your mind around. Like, why do these kinds of things happen, Mitch?
Yeah, like I said to you during the break, I mean, these happen every day. I mean, you can open up the paper and somebody's losing a child somewhere, but when it happens within your circle, I mean, it smacks you and it hits you hard in the gut. And got a call from a buddy of mine, offensive line coach Mark Staten from MSU. And, you know, I answered, I think I said, oh, to what do I owe this great pleasure? And, you know, he just said, not good. And, you know, told me what happened. And it was the farthest thing from a pleasure, that's for sure. And just really sucked the wind out of me and continues to. You know, you kind of move on with your day and try to, you know, focus on other things, and then all of a sudden it'll just hit me that, you know, here's a young guy that had so much promise, so much life ahead of him, and just in the blink of an eye, it's gone.
Our MontelConstruction.com huge question of the day usually leads to one of various topics that we have here on the Huge Show, but today, in light of the terrible news about Mike Sadler, if you knew him, maybe share a story about him and his humor, you can reach out to us at 866-838-HUGE. That's 866-838-4843. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Metro Health Medicine guest line, and joining us is Mark D'Antonio, the head football coach of Michigan State University. Coach, it's Joe Jason sitting in for Bill Simonson today. Thanks for being with us, first of all, in light of this tragedy. First of all, Coach, your thoughts about your former punter, Mike Sadler.
You know, Mike was not only a gifted athlete, but, you know, he's a gifted student as well, and involved in the community. And, you know, I always talk about you know, just trying to make other people around them better and, you know, being a light for people. And he was certainly that. We're going to miss him very, very, very much. Shocking.
Coach, Mitch Lyons here, and again, thanks for being on the show. I know it's still raw for you, as for everybody, and it's tough. But trying to put in perspective what Mike meant to the program. I mean, every starter is important, and you know, everybody has value to the team. But what did he bring to the team beyond what your average punter brings to the team?
Well, you know, he was first of all, he came there, and you know, in the 2009. 2010 recruiting class, so he redshirted his freshman year behind Aaron Bates. And I can still remember when he committed to us. I was actually on my way back from the Big Ten media days, you know, so he solidified that position for us as an athlete, as a football player. But he went so much beyond that. He was our holder. You know, we had a lot of different fakes for him. He was a guy that made everybody feel good about themselves on a daily basis. Really, I mean, he touched so many different people on our football team, you know, all aspects of people, and just had that ability to make people feel comfortable, you know, make them laugh, bring a smile to their face, and very intelligent guy. You know, he came to Michigan State with 46, I think it was 36 advanced placement hours, and was a 3.977 student, all set to go to Stanford Law School, and and then this happened. So it is tragic.
Yeah, you know, I know he had tweeted out a picture of a note you had written to him after he committed, and just said, you know, your postscript was you will punt in the Rose Bowl, and you certainly predicted that correctly, as Mike played a big role in that 2013 season and ultimately the Rose Bowl win over Stanford, where, like you mentioned, he was ironically going to law school this fall. Trying to keep this thing a little bit lighter, because Mike brought so much light to everyone's life, you know, and I know you had a firsthand exposure to him on a daily basis, but what are some of the things that stick out to you, Coach, that just bring a smile to your face in terms of some of the crazy antics and things he'd say or do?
You know, he was the age of our daughters. You know, and so our girls sort of grew up with him a little bit. And, you know, Christian showed me a video yesterday of him, you know, just walking down the lobby, and she said, "Here's our punter." And he turned around and he executed a punt, you know, a punt on air, I guess I'd say, and a big smile on his face. And, you know, he was just one of those guys that just pulled it out of nowhere, really. You know, he was so spontaneous, you know, with everything that he did. So I really can't, you know, sort of numb by all this, but I really can't think of too many things other than every time I sat down and talked with him, which was often, you know, he had a good perspective on things, first of all, and then he also pretty candid about things, very candid about things, but very confident, you know, for all the antics that he pulled. He was a very, very good football player, and, you know, really made a difference on our team in so many different ways.
Well, he certainly, you know, thought of himself as a running back too. Given your crazy plays, you'd come up with him, you know, come up for him, and your well coined nicknames and whatnot for the fake punts. And he certainly took full advantage of that. And I know he was proud of his 18 yard per carry average. And you know, it's just it's a tough one. And we really appreciate you coming on, and we just are grateful for you taking the time to share some thoughts during a very difficult time. So thanks a lot for that, Coach.
Thanks, Mitch. You know, our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody in his immediate family and all the people that he touched. And, you know, the world really will be a little lonelier, a little sadder place because Mike Sadler is gone. He touched so many of us, not just for his time as a football player, but in this time is in his life. And you know, he was all about life. And I know that right now he would want us to move all the way forward.
Coach, one more thing I wanted to ask you about. This was kind of a double loss for you, because not only you lost someone from the Michigan State family, but you lost someone in the Big Ten family too, with Sam Foltz being gone. And I know that the last time you saw that young man on the field was back on November 7th of last year. But do you have any memories of Sam or anything, especially with his relationship with Mike? Did you know Sam off the field at all, or get a chance to talk to him?
No, I only knew Sam as a football player. I mean, this is a, you know, college football is just a, you know, we compete against each other, but it's a family as well. So our hearts go out to the Nebraska fans, and most importantly, their family. So, you know, just have to endure right now.
Well, keep your chin up, Coach, and keep the faith, and we'll look forward to, you know, talking to you about less important things down the road, like winning football games. But we really appreciate you taking the time today.
All right. Well, Mike, you want me to tell you, tell everybody out there, still go green.
Go white.
Okay. All right. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Head coach of the university, or of Michigan State University, and that is Mark D'Antonio, joining us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line, talking about a tough subject, losing one of his own, because the coach-player relationship is pretty special, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Coach, you know, recruited him for, you know, a couple of years, I'm sure, before Mike was even out of high school. So, you know, he came to campus in 09. So the coach has been dealing with him, I'm sure, since 07, if not earlier. And, you know, he was a big signing when we got him because, you know, Aaron Bates had a stellar career, and we knew we had one more year with Aaron, and we needed a guy to pencil in there for the next 4 years, and he was able to do that, and never, you know, never really questioned his punting ability. You know, he never really went through a stretch. You know, sometimes kickers can get messed up in the head, and they have a stretch where they're maybe not punting as well, but Mike was so consistent and just so solid his whole career, and And able to do a lot of things, like Coach said. I mean, being a holder, a lot of people take that for granted. But, you know, he had a good hold. And his last play, I guess, would be the field goal to win it against Baylor in the Cotton Bowl 2 years ago. And, you know, snap was a little low, and he picked it clean and got it down for Michael Geiger. And, you know, we win that game. But, it's and I know Coach is impacted greatly by this, and it's a tough one for him, for
and
sure.
I know a lot of times the head coach will be a step or a distance away or a layer away from a position player like a punter or maybe a kicker, and there are assistant coaches that handle that kind of thing too. What do you think the feeling is right now with some of the assistant coaches who dealt with Mike on a day-to-day basis?
Right. What you're saying is true, and that's kind of what I experienced as I went through there. I mean, Coach Pearls was kind of the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, and mm-hmm. you dealt more with your coaches, your position coaches. But Coach T's got a little different. And while they spend more time in the meeting rooms, I don't know. There just seems to be he's closer and a little bit different way of doing things than maybe a lot of coaches. It's a family atmosphere. He really creates that. He has, you know, linebacker coaches meet with O-linemen and running backs and black, white, and whatever, and create these little mentor groups. Mm-hmm. So it is really a lot much more close-knit family than maybe a lot of places, because a lot of places it's almost two teams. There's the defense and the offense, and you don't interrelate as much other than on the practice field. That's part of the cultural thing that Coach D changed. And, you know, so guys are tight with one another. It's a tighter team than one that was when I was there.
And don't you find, too, that players like a Mike Sadler, who tend to be sometime larger than life with their humor and have a few things to say, they tend to have more players gravitate to them, or they're not the guy who's afraid to stand up maybe in a team meeting or say something or have a little joke to say, that maybe the coach would notice them a little bit more than they would notice, say, that third or fourth person on the depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, a guy like that, like Mike, who I believe was the Oil Can Award winner once, if not twice, as far as being the team humorist. That's an award that's given out annually. You certainly can bring some levity to a situation, you know, maybe when you're going through a tough practice or a tough stretch for whatever reason. He can be a guy that can lighten the mood and maybe take one for the team because the coach respects him, because he is the kind of kid he is, and he can say something at the right time. And, Mike had that kind of personality as well.
Also, we should tell you that coming up later in the show, Travis Jackson, the former Michigan State Spartan football player, close friend of Mike Sadler, will join us. Forest Hills Northern principal John Gregory is scheduled to join us also. We've had Mark D'Antonio talk with us. Mark Hollis, the Michigan State University athletic director, is scheduled to join us sometime in within the next 10 or 15 minutes or so as well, if we can get to him.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Mark Hollis was tight with Mike, which I'm sure he'll share, but, you know, had a relationship beyond just being the, you know, your typical athletic director and student athlete. So I know he's hurting.
We have someone who's joining us on the Miller Lite Hotline to join us on the Huge Show today. We're talking about Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter who tragically died in a car accident. Joining us on the Miller Lite Hotline from Mount Pleasant is John. John, we welcome you to the Huge Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? I just had a quick comment on the day's topic. I'm a CMU grad and fan and a U of M fan, but I just had to say real quick, we're all on the same team today, and go green today, and RIP to that young man.
Very good. Thank you, John. We really appreciate the comment there. And I think that's kind of the way everyone's feeling right now, not only in Michigan State Spartan land, but also across the Big Ten. It was a tough loss to take for everyone today.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we have a lot of fun with the rivalries and whatnot, but it's a game. And I think people recognize that when something like this happens and it smacks you in the face in a hurry, that there's more important things than football scores or basketball scores or whatever athletic endeavor it might be.
Just around the corner, Mark Hollis, the athletic director at Michigan State, will join us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line. Mitch Lyons is in the studio, Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson, and you're listening to The Huge Show all across the Huge Radio Network.
Michael Robert Sadler with my honor. Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still with it out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I got some little worms just crawling around. In the, no, not really. I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked to me. And, you know, I like to have fun with it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way with a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl is probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting, and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we will learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with the coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Now, make sure you download it today and always use the promo code HUGE to get the hookups. And we know the best athletes in America are in Tokyo right now getting ready to compete for the gold. And this week, DraftKings has given you 100-to-1 odds on the U.S. just medaling once. That's it. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year in Tokyo. That's 100-to-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins just one medal. That's code HUGE for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
We welcome you back to the Huge Show. All across the Huge Radio Network, Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson. Mitch Lyons is with us in studio, the former Forest Hills Northern graduate, and also a Spartan for life from Michigan State. And the reason why he's here is because we had everything kind of really tossed out the window with the news where a car that was driven by Michigan State punter Mike Sadler, along with two others in the car, veered off the road and hit a tree. And Sadler lost his life, as did Nebraska punter Sam Foltz. LSU kicker Colby Delahousse was transported to a hospital with injuries. They were all attending a weekend punting camp that was taking place at the Cole. I think it was called the Cole National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers and punters at the Kettle Moraine High School in the town of Wales. And a tragic ending to that trip. I know when you lose someone in your life, you kind of, being someone who's had that happen more than once in my life, you kind of look around when that happens and you look around and say, how can these people still be driving around and going through the drive-thru and grabbing McDonald's and laughing on the street when my heart is breaking at this time? It almost doesn't make sense.
Yeah, time marches on, and you know, that's the thing. I mean, this world doesn't stop, but you got to, you certainly have to grieve, but you do have to knock the dust off and get back in the saddle and keep living. And that's, you know, Mike wouldn't want anything less than that for any of us. And if anything, he'd want us to, you know, take some of the good things people are saying about him and turn them around and, you know, utilize those same gifts he put on people and give the same thing to others and make an impression on other people's lives.
Well, all of our guests appear courtesy of the Metro Health Medicine guest line, and let's go to our guest line right now. Joining us is Mark Hollis, the athletic director at Michigan State, who joins us across the Huge Radio Network. Mark, Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson, thank you so much under these trying circumstances for joining us today to talk about Mike Sadler. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. It's very sad, obviously, very sad situation that we're dealing with. Mike was an individual that I was very close with, and it's, you know, the outpouring of support from all the Big Ten institutions and across the country has been quite amazing, both for Mike's family as well as those at Michigan State that are struggling through this process.
Yeah, Sam Foltz also part of the Big Ten family as well, so it's kind of a double loss on your point. Kind of take us through Friday and the weekend, if you will, and maybe we can put a silver lining on this dark cloud if we can come up with some, maybe you can share with us some stories about Mike and his humorous side, but kind of take us through when you found out the news. Take us through those moments, if you will.
Well, Coach D'Antonio got the word first, and he is the individual that informed me, and it was, you know, Mike's the kind of guy you think you're the only one, but he had this impact on everybody, that he was such a good friend. And, you know, my job is to create positive experiences and create a positive future for 800 student athletes at any point in time at Michigan State. Mike had the ability to do that for me, to make me smile, to make me laugh, to make me think harder. And, we developed that relationship, and when Mark shared the news with me, it was devastating. And he's like a son. He's friends with my kids. Sister Katie is friends. His mom, Karen, is such a wonderful person. And it's, you know, from that moment on, I just feel terrible.
Mark, Mitch Lyons here, and thanks again for coming on. I know it's, you know, tough for you, and I know you were tight with Mike, and you know, as athletic director, like you said, you're overseeing 800 athletes. You certainly don't have the time to have a relationship like you did with Mike. And I know you were closer to him than you know, you are with a lot of kids, just simply because of there's not enough of you to go around. But I guess maybe talk about how that built up over time. And when he first stepped foot on campus, I know he was a much ballyhooed recruit, and you know, an amazing student athlete in the classroom as well. Maybe take us through how you kind of got to know Mike over his 5 years on campus.
It's probably because we both had very sarcastic humor that sort of just blended together. And, you know, good or bad about Twitter, that's what developed the relationship was a few banters back and forth. He got a few comments out there that I thought was a little edgy, and he ended up in the what I call the principal's office, and that created opportunities, you know, from adversity. You know, why did you say this? And his explanation was always rock solid. He always had the answer. But it was those office meetings, you know, it's when you bring up a point and then you end up having an hour and a half conversation after that point has been made, it talks about the friendship, not just the questioning of, you know, a few choice words that maybe went out. And that's where the relationship built. And then it just continued on whenever we saw each other, like he was with everyone else. You know, he smiled and you smiled. And I think many of our other student athletes said when he walked in the room was a better place. And just going to be so sorely missed.
Yeah, you tell in the Twitter story. I believe it may have been you I reached out to, because I was fairly new to Twitter and I was following him and I saw something that was questionable, and I'm sure I probably bounced it off you, and that might have been one of your conversations with him. But
very likely. And you know, his pursuit of getting a law degree out at Stanford. Of course, we have friends out there: Bernard Muir, Mike Longacre, who played basketball here with Magic.
Sure.
And you know, we reached out to them and was creating a path for him to have some great mentors at Stanford. So I've already reached out to Bernard and told him that, you know, you've never met this guy, but you can never forget this guy. That Palo Alto is going to be the next stop in his life. And hopefully, and I know Bernard thinks as fondly of him just through the stories that I've shared with him over the past several months while we were trying to get his application accepted at the law school there.
Mark Hollis is our guest on the Metro Health Medicine guest line, the Michigan State University athletic director. And Mark, what impact did this young man, Mike Sadler, have after graduation on this football team? Obviously, we all know he was at the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers and punters at a school in Wisconsin. And is he the guy that worked with your program post-graduation? Did he always have some valuable things to pass along to the now punters on this Michigan State football team?
Oh, I think way beyond the punters. And yes, he was around our football program, you know, constantly sharing laughs, sharing information, sharing what to expect. He's one of those guys that's so good with young people, whether they're freshmen on our team or kids, that you just connect with him. I think he's so smart. And, you know, I think he was almost bored and was so excited about the Stanford law school experience that he was going to have, because, you know, the football experience keeps you extremely busy. The academic component, the athletic component, he was constantly busy, and that was taken away when football was done. And he was really looking forward to the experience he was going to have at Stanford, and that was going to be the next exhilarating part. So absolutely, he was around. He was talking to our freshmen, he was talking to the whole team. But kind of like Izzo, you know, Izzo coaches one sport, but he has an impact on 25 sports. Mike was the same way, and I think you saw that pour out with all the comments that have been made.
Mark Hollis, the athletic director at Michigan State, with us. We talked to Coach D, and he said that he had been in contact with Nebraska coach Mike Riley. Have you reached out to the athletic department at Nebraska, and if so, can you share with us what happened there?
Yeah, I've talked to both Sean at Nebraska as well as Joe Oliva at LSU, and I think it's probably what you expect. We're all just deeply saddened. Talk about, you know, there's so many negative stories that come out in college sports, or frankly that come out in our society today. And this is something that humanizes it and puts it back into perspective, that we as people, we as friends, we as family members, so important that, you know, today you appreciate what you have in your life. You have memories of those that were here before, and puts a lot of things into perspective for ADs, and that's where some of those those conversations went with Sean and Joe and well beyond with other athletic administrators. What we do is very good. What our student athletes do is phenomenal. And we have to remember that through all the negative stories that pop up along the way.
Mark, I think part of what helps, start the healing process for all of us is, thinking back on, for me, just the last 24 hours, 36 hours, just thinking back some of the, like you said, so much of Mike's wit was played out on Twitter, you know, the exchanges with Phil Pelini, the parody account for Bo Pelini and, petting the imaginary cat. And, I think back of walking in Pat Narduzzi's office and seeing it plastered with Mike. Photos of Mike and his Speedo from spring break and Narduzzi just shaking his head. Are there, is there anything that I know you're numb and it's all happened so fast. Is there anything that really pops out in your head as far as just some of the craziness maybe you had to deal with or just witness from afar or through Twitter?
No, the Bo Pelini one was one of the fun ones to watch, but I think, anytime that I would put something serious out, he was quick to humanize it and bring me back down to earth a little bit. And, this is college sports. And while there's a serious tone to it, it's also just college sports. And Mike was quick to kind of remind you of that with a little shot every once in a while. It might be three words, but it was it was always done in his way, and it was pretty classy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Mark. I know it's a tough time for all of Spartan Nation, but especially you and your family. And we just, thank you for leading the athletic department and being such a positive influence on a lot of people's lives. So thanks for coming on today.
Thanks so much, Mitch. Go green.
Go white.
Mark Hollis, athletic director at Michigan State University, joining us on the Metro Health Medicine guest line today. And, I tell you what, you could tell that Mark Hollis was having a little trouble reminiscing about one Mike Sadler.
Yeah, no question. And Mark's, he's just a good human. He really is. He's just, he's solid, as our, two top coaches are, Coach D and Coach Izzo. They're good people. And he really does. He's a guy that I just respect a ton. I mean, he always is thinking of the kids. And as he said, bringing a positive impact to their life through their experience at Michigan State, and he did know Mike real well, and obviously it's impacted him, but he'll keep plodding just like the rest of us, and we'll work through this. But the great thing is we have a lot of fun, great memories of Mike to share with one another.
We've asked people to share their thoughts about this tragedy today, maybe with some humor as well. Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter, and somebody who's local to our flagship station at 107.3 WBBL-FM in Grand Rapids. And joining us on the Miller Lite Hotline is Rick from Ionia, who has his thoughts. Rick, welcome to the Huge Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, fellas. Just had a quick story about Mike a couple years ago. I had the privilege of golfing with him in the Drew Stanton Foundation outing at the Hawk Hollow in Lansing. Are you guys familiar with that?
Sure.
Yep.
Well, anyways, some friends of mine and I were able to go to this Drew Stanton Foundation, and they do a really good job of putting a star or a athlete with every group. And we got there that day, and they said, hey, Mike Sadler's going to be golfing with your group today. We got all excited. And what a great guy. What a great young man he was. And just had a great time playing golf with him. We were excited because usually punters and kickers are known to be good golfers. And he walked out to our golf carts, and he walked up with a pair of khaki shorts and some loafers. And he said, fellas, just want to let you know right now, I can't golf. We actually had a great time. His humor, his quick wit, was so enjoyable. I was in utter shock when I saw it on my phone. And we had just a real quick story. We were on this one hole, and we needed him to make the shot. And he took a divot about 12 inches long, and divot went farther than the ball did. And we just had pictures and such a good time, such a laugh, and he was just full of life, quick humor. I enjoyed following him on Twitter, and he's going to be greatly missed. I was just absolutely shocked. But I was so glad we got to spend 5 or 6 hours with him in a golf outing for the Drew Stanton Foundation. It was great.
Rick, thanks for sharing your story. We certainly appreciate it. And if you have a story to share with us, you can certainly do that. We're foregoing our MontelConstruction.com huge question of the day in favor of questions or comments, I should say, that come from you about Mike Sadler, the former Michigan State punter, and, of course, the Forest Hills Northern graduate from West Michigan. If you have any stories to pass along, feel free to call us at 866-838-HUGE. Mitch Lyons in the studio, Joe Jason for Bill Simonson, and more on the life of Mike Sadler after this.
Michael Robert Sadler with High Honor. Sadler under pressure to bang one here. He'll take the snap at his 10-yard line. Oh, he'll run it. He runs to his right. He's at the 25 and the 30. He's still with it out at the 40-yard line. Out of bounds with a first down and change at the 49-yard line.
Somebody would ask me, you know, how much time I spent in the weight room this past offseason, because I think the pipes are looking pretty good. I got some little worms just crawling around. In the, no, not really. No, I'm lucky enough to have some fun questions be asked to me. And, you know, I like to have fun with it.
Mike Sadler with his fifth punt of the ball game. Riley McCarron deep for Iowa. Oh, it's a fake. Mike Sadler running to his right. He's got some green grass in front of him. He's into Iowa territory, and he's out of bounds across the way. With a first down and then some, folks. Nico Law knocked him out of bounds. Mike Sadler continues to do great things for the Spartans.
Now that my career here is coming to a close, I've had a lot of time to kind of look back and reflect on everything that I've done. And I've been very fortunate in my time here at Michigan State to have lots of success, both as a team and as an individual. I think winning the 2014 Rose Bowl is probably the highlight of my time here, something that hasn't been done in decades at Michigan State. Individually, I've also had a very good career. I've been an All-American both on and off the field. And really, the academic awards mean more to me than anything, just because those are going to be with me for my whole life. We understand that our athletic careers are fleeting, and they're not going to last forever. But what we do in the classroom and what we will learn while we're here is really going to be with us for a lifetime.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code SHEPBET100 and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We now continue with the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Huge Show. All across the Huge Radio Network, Miller Hotline's open at 866-838-HUGE, 866-838-4843. If you want to share any stories, like we had just a little while ago with Rick from Ionia, who played golf in a golf outing with Mike Sadler, and the terrible news that former Michigan State punter Mike Sadler died in a car accident in Wisconsin. The 24-year-old was the driver in a single-car crash. Police say Sadler's car lost control on wet pavement and left the roadway, struck a tree. Pronounced dead at the scene, along with Nebraska punter Sam Foltz, who died in that crash. LSU kicker Colby Delahousse was reported to the hospital with injuries. They were all attending a weekend punting camp. And that punting camp, by the way, was the Coles National Invitational Scholarship Camp for high school kickers and punters at a high school in the town of Wales in Wisconsin. Just kind of showed the kind of guy, the young man that Mike Sadler was, a guy who was always giving back to his craft. And not only was a great student athlete, obviously an academic All-American with Michigan State for 4 years, was on his way to Stanford to finish a law degree, to actually start and finish a law degree. Now, obviously, it hits kind of close to home, especially with our flagship station in Grand Rapids at 107.3 FM WBBL, because Mike was a graduate of Forest Hills Northern High School. So if you have any high school memories with him, any college memories, or any memories of playing in foursomes of golf, we certainly welcome your calls at 866-838-HUGE. Joe Jason in for Bill Simonson. Mitch Lyons is here, Spartan forever and a former Forest Hills Northern Husky himself, an 88 graduate. So this kind of hits close to home, kind of doubly for somebody like you, Mitch, to see this young man. And you knew him. You knew about his humor. You knew the kind of guy he was. And he's just, I guess he's kind of the son that, you know, when you look at it, it's like, wow. There's the perfect son right there, 24 years old, going to go on to get his law degree. I mean, he's the kind of young man that moms brag about.
Yeah, you know, as a parent of three daughters, not that you're ever elated when they bring home a boy, but if you're gonna bring one home, you know, Mike wouldn't be a bad mold to take it out of. So great kid, and you know, just. It's an honor to even be on here and be talking about him and, you know, sharing some stories with some other callers and whatnot. But he just, you know, I said it multiple times, but just challenges you to try to live your life the right way and make an impact. And, I mean, you never saw that guy without a smile on his face, you know. And there's a lot of times in life where, you know, we maybe don't have that smile on our face. And it's never that bad, you know. And to have a little humor like Mike had and self-deprecating humor, as you had said, and you know, always talking about his biceps, which were non-existent, and you know, this, that, and the other thing, and always thought of himself as the running back. And it was funny just looking on Twitter yesterday with some of the pictures that his former teammates had sent, you know, pictures from like you know, picture day and stuff, where groups of position players get their picture taken together, you know, for the coaches to send out, you know, and recruit, use for recruiting and stuff like that. And I'm looking at a picture of all the quarterbacks with their back to the camera. Mm-hmm. Here's a five or six quarterbacks between scholarship and walk-on guys. And there's number three, Sadler. And he sends out the tweet. He's got a phone up to his ear. It's taken from a ways back, but he's got his phone up to his ear, and he's looking up in the press box. He says, "Can you hear me now?" Good. just crazy stuff like that. You know, he's not even a quarterback, but he's in the picture, and he's doing a Verizon pose. You know, it's just that was kind of just crazy humor he had. I saw another one where he's taking a snap, and that Brian Allen posted today, where he's taking a snap from Brian Allen through one of the tunnels, one of the concourse entrances to the stadium, and you can see the field out behind him, and he's calling signals under center. You know, it's just crazy stuff. I mean, a prom picture with Connor Cook, I remember him tweeting out, you know, with his hands on Connor's hips and, you know, just posing like you would in high school for a prom picture. Just stupid stuff, you know, but he was just a funny guy.
Some of the many stories we celebrate the life of Mike Sadler
who lost his life in a single car accident. Our thanks this past hour to Mark Hollisey, athletic director at Michigan State, and also the head football coach, Mark D'Antonio, for joining us. Joe Jason for Bill Simonson. You're listening to The Huge Show on the Huge Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Sadler Tribute Show on the Huge Radio Network. Help honor the legacy of Mike by visiting michaelsadlerfoundation.org. That's michaelsadlerfoundation.org.